Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Museums can be static attics, dusty archives of our history, or they can be amazingly engaging and dynamic places with interactive, hands-on experiences for kids and adults alike. When I think of really cool museums, I think of places like the Smithsonian and the Air and Space Museum, the Field in Chicago, or the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles. But I spend most of my time exploring American heartland towns and villages rather than urban centers. And I suppose it's my own mental bias, but I just don't expect to find incredible museums in small-town America. But I have been repeatedly blindsided by discovering world-class showcases of American life hunkered in little towns far removed from the nearest city. And so when I visited the rural farming community of Aurora, Nebraska, 2 hours west of Omaha on Interstate 80, it was a pleasant surprise to discover the Plainsman Museum that engagingly chronicles the region's evolution over the past 150 years. Come along and join me for a visit with Museum Director Megan Sharp. Tell us about what's special about this Plainsman Museum and why somebody should come here.
We're special because we depict the life of pioneer people that moved out here to Aurora and Hamilton County in Nebraska. And what makes this even more special is you can actually go into a sod house and see what that felt like, what it smelled like, you know, what the lighting was like. You can actually walk into the stores, you can look at the clothes and get really up close and personal with history.
And I understand that the majority of the artifacts, these were donated by local people, right?
Definitely. The majority of the things we have come from right here in our area, from really generous people who understood that it was important to hang on to these things and to share it with everybody.
Basically a recreated town within this building, don't you?
We do. We have homes. You can see the way people lived. We have stores. Basically, you can just really think about what you use in everyday life. We have probably an example of that here in the museum that people used, you know, 100 years ago or even more.
It really covers the breadth of history, 1870s, 1880s, C-1920s.
Clear up until, I would say, the 1950s and 60s even. There's a lot of things here that spark memories for people that they remember, and it really leads to great conversations between older folks and kids.
You have a dentist office.
When you look at that, you really think about how good we have it now, how far we've come. You know, that kind of makes you appreciate what those folks before us did and went through so that we can have what we have now.
Yeah, the treadle powered drill.
Makes it cringe, doesn't it?
Tell us about some of your other favorite things.
I definitely love our sod house, and that's one of my favorite things, just because it was so important to the people out here. It's such a typical thing that people lived in. You can really walk in there and stand there and feel what that is like to be in an actual sod house.
And it's literally a house within the building.
It's
not outside.
No, right. And that's kind of neat because if it's cold or hot or, you know, you can be comfortable in here and enjoy seeing everything within the bigger building.
And then right adjacent, there's a log house.
Yeah, and that's really neat too because you can compare the two. What different housing styles were like and the way, you know, people were living in a little bit different areas of the county.
And then over here, you have a drugstore with the original soda fountain.
Yep, soda fountain, complete with a jukebox that plays records between 30s and 40s.
And so this came from here, the jukebox?
It did. It was in a restaurant here in Aurora. And then a gentleman bought it after that. He collected these things. Mm-hmm. And it's been in Aurora ever since then. It's really neat because it still has, like, the tax papers in it.
Wow.
From when it was still the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we have a real local connection to it.
And it has the original records in there.
It does.
Play a sample?
Sure, yeah. Let's play a song here. Okay, let's try this one.
Cause you met someone who set you back on your heels. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody, so you gave him your heart too.
That would be the hit inside the sort of
popular music of the day, so it's fun. We change out the records for, you know, we put Christmas music of the day on there and that kind of thing, so it's fun to be able to work with students and kids who are carrying iPods around in their pockets.
Give them a taste of what it was
what,
like.
You know, what you had to do to listen to music back then, you know.
Here you have some military history.
Yeah, we have military displays clear from the Civil War up through World War II.
Should talk for a moment about the relevance of the Civil War era to way out here in Nebraska.
Right,
there's a connection.
Yeah, Nebraska became a state in 1867, but it was about that time, especially here in Hamilton County where we are, our settlers started moving out here late 1860s, early 1870s, and they definitely were really instrumental, those Civil War veterans who were moving out west, were our town builders and the first to establish our county, you know, and they really formed the backbone of our communities back then. So even though we weren't directly involved in the Civil War, you know, while it was happening, it's still really important to our history because those were the guys who came out and really helped get us going as towns and communities.
That's so cool. Okay, before we go, any favorite things you want to share before we go?
You know, it's not only what we have in this building. We also have a really rich agricultural history, and we really represent that. We have a whole nother building out back full of, that shows really the gamut of agricultural equipment that were hugely important to the people out here. We also have a one-room schoolhouse out there and a historic home. So there is a lot to see here. When you come to the Plainsman, and just some really neat artifacts to really tell the story of who we were and where we came from.
That's so great. So worth a half-day trip, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Easy. Yeah.
Easy.
For further information.
I'm Megan Sharp. I'm the director of the Plainsman Museum in Aurora, Nebraska. Our website is just plainsmanmuseum.org, and we're also on Facebook, too, so you can like us and follow us on Facebook.
Thank you, Megan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.